And now, our portraits.
After a long gap, welcome back to Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie, and you can find out information about the recordings I play on our webpage at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The subject of today's podcast is trombonist and vibraphonist Tyree Glenn. He was born William Tyree Glenn on November 23, 1912, in Texas. At least that's what the history books say. But in doing a little background research for this podcast, I found out that he has a birth certificate on Ancestry.com, and he was actually born November 23rd, 1910, 2 years earlier than thought. At some point in his life, he decided to shave off 2 years. I ran this by his son, who's a Facebook friend of mine, Tyree Glenn Jr., and he was surprised to find out this information. It was something they didn't know either. Tyree Glenn played with bands led by Benny Carter and Eddie Bearfield, but his main pre-Ellington association was the 7 years he spent with Cab Calloway from 1939 to 1946. He was with Duke from 1947 to 1951, filling the plunger trombone chair of the then recently deceased Joseph Tricky Sam Nanton. Started out with a recording from 1947 called Hi Ya Sue. So in addition to Tyree Glenn on plunger muted trombone, you hear solos from Jimmy Hamilton on tenor sax and Johnny Hodges on alto. Solid Old Man is a Duke Ellington composition from 1939. Here's a live recording from Hollywood in 1949, and it features Lawrence Brown on open trombone, Tyree Glenn on the plunger muted solo, and a little bit of Duke towards the end.
Now to get things off to a start, here's something that sort of jumps. Duke Ellington, the orchestra, and solid, old man, solid. A solid old man, Duke Ellington and the orchestra.
Glenn also wrote a few things for the band, like this one, which is titled Sultry Serenade. Here he gets to display his warm open sound. There's a little bit of Hodges in the intro at the beginning, and he has a solo segment at the end. And check out Hodges's virtuoso ending to his solo. Thank you. So in addition to being a trombone player, Tyree Glenn had the unusual double of vibraphone. And for the non-musicians, a double is an additional instrument or instruments a musician plays, and they're usually of the same family, like, for example, trumpet and flugelhorn. He learned the vibes from Lionel Hampton. In the mid-30s, Glenn worked with Hampton, and sometimes Hampton wanted to play the drums, but that left him with no one to cover the vibes, so he decided to teach Glenn in order to fill the gap. This recording is from Duke's 1947 Carnegie Hall concert. Peace is a second of five dances from Duke's composition celebrating the centennial of Liberia's independence. It's called the Liberian Suite. You'll hear Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, Tyree Glenn on vibes, and Sonny Greer has some prominent drum work here. Thank you. This next example of Glenn's vibraphone work is from another live date. This is from a Cornell University concert in 1948. It's called Limehouse Blues, which is a standard, and Duke does the introduction here.
Gee, you're wonderful. I want to take this opportunity, of course, now to congratulate you on your sterling performance in Dances in Love. You were wonderful. I don't know. I'm sure I can't find proper words to tell you just how we feel. All my life I wanted to be in a beautiful place like this. In a beautiful auditorium like this. With this many beautiful people like this. And we're very, very happy. And we'd like to continue to be. I'd like now to bring another, someone you've met before earlier. Yes, you can see the graceful motion as it moves. Off stage, into the wings, comes forward with an electrical appliance. Tyree Glenn, trombonist Tyree Glenn. Thank you.
As I said earlier, Glenn's main stint with the band was from 1947 to 1951, but he never really left the orbit of the Ellington world. This Clark Terry small group recording is from 1957, and it's called Duke with a Difference. It's Ellington standards and new arrangements, and Glenn's vibes gives the group a distinctive sound. I'm going to play two from this album. First is In a Mellotone. And on In a Mellotone, he solos first on vibraphone, followed by Paul Gonzalez on tenor sax, Clark Terry on trumpet, and then Britt Woodman on trombone. The next piece is Cottontail, and the first soloist is Tyree Glenn on his trombone. Then there's a drum solo by Sam Woodyard, which conveniently gives Glenn time to switch instruments. Then Paul Gonzalez on tenor, Clark Terry on trumpet, and Britt Woodman is the last soloist on trombone. Thank you. In the 60s, Tyree Glenn played trombone for Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars. On the Ellington Reflections webpage, I posted a YouTube video of him playing Mood Indigo with Armstrong's group. In the early 70s, Glenn was in and out of the Ellington band. In September of 1973, Ellington went into the studio for what would turn out to be his very last time. It was for an album that featured singer Teresa Brewer. On this version of Mood Indigo, you'll hear Glenn on plunger muted trombone again, clarinetist Russell Prokop, bass clarinetist Harry Carney, and Joe Beck on guitar.
Always get that mood indigo since my baby said goodbye. In the evening, when lights are low, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Ain't got nobody that cares about me. I'm just so lonesome, bluer than blue could be. If I don't rid this mood indigo, I'm gonna lay myself down and die.
Just a few months after that recording, Glenn passed away from cancer. That was on May 18th, 1974. And Ellington also passed away from cancer just a few days after Glenn on May the 24th. And I'd be remiss in not mentioning that both of Glenn's sons, Roger and Tyree Jr., followed him into the music business. With that, we certainly want to thank you for your patience. And we're back to a regular schedule. I've got several episodes ready to be assembled. And I'd also like to remind you that there's background information on these recordings on our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My name is Steve Bowie, and as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something that you ought to know.